Great. Thanks, Lynn. Okay, so today we're going to talk about fixed versus growth mindset, which is really, you know, one of my favorite topics. I have so many. Most of them, my favorite topics really today are really about how to help people with their mindsets, because I really believe that that's the only thing that holds you back is your own mindset. I mean, we have blockage all the time in our thought processes and our preconceived notions and, you know, our subconscious, which is where a lot of this is stored. You don't even recognize it in yourself. And it's like, you wonder why you're not getting what you want in life, and it's because there's things that have been pre-formulated in your brain, in your subconscious, that you may not even be aware of. You see them, but no one's in your life necessarily to point them out to you and talk to you about how to overcome those things. So we're going to talk today about fixed versus growth mindset, because this is really a great topic. We've brought up Carol Dweck, he's done a massive research around this concept and kind of developed this because that's kind of her course. But this really came from an independent article from Carol's information. But it's acknowledging this and looking at yourself and going, how, you know, especially going into 2019. I think it's a great topic today, because as we go through the month of December, we're going to talk about goal setting and how is 2019 going to be different for all of us. And one of the things, if you don't tackle this concept in some way, shape, or form, and I don't mean you're going to tackle it in 30 days, because I started tackling this 20-some years ago. Some of you started tackling it 50 years ago, and you're only, you know, 60 years old. But I came to a reality check in my life 20-some years ago, and it has totally changed the path of my life. And so I just open the prospect for all of you to take another look at why am I stuck? Because if you're not where you perceived you're going to be, let's say we grew up as people, and most of us grew up and we thought, well, we want to have, it's not that we wanted to be rich, I mean, but we wanted to have wealth enough and abundance. We wanted to live this incredibly abundant life, right? We wanted not to have to worry about cash flow and worry about where the next dollar is coming from. And we wanted to raise incredible children that had incredible, created incredible results in their lives. And we had these goals that we had in life. Why didn't they work out for us? Okay, and that's a big question. It's a big question mark. And the biggest answer to that is because of you. I mean, we don't want to look at ourselves, because it's easier to blame it on other people. It's easier to point the fingers. It's easier to point at the society. Today we do it every which way. We do it politically. We do it, you know, economically. We do it from a perspective of religion. We play this blame game when internalizing it is the only way to really master it and understand it. But we don't want to do that, because that's Mary Jo, that's vulnerable. I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to look at myself, and I don't want to go into depression, and I don't want to have to take antidepressants the rest of my life because I have a value. It's not about that. And that's what I want to share with you today, is just a concept of how do we set ourselves up for success. And it doesn't matter. Here's the most important thing for a lot of you on the call. It doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, 80, 90. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. So we can make choices today that really change our lives, no matter what age we are. It doesn't matter. What matters is seeing it and choosing it and stepping into it. That's what's going to help send you on a different path that allows you to be the greatness that you were intended to be. And so it's just about getting on that path, if that makes sense to all of you. It doesn't mean, I'm not here today to say, if you follow what we talk about today, you're going to be a multimillionaire in 5 years. That's not what this is about. This is about being on the path. It's about stepping on a path. Instead of going backwards in life, instead of, you know, stopping ourselves dead in the water, why don't we get on a path that's a pathway to truly see the kind of growth we want in ourselves, in our financial status, in our capabilities, in all those aspects of our lives that we want to be green and growing in. Because it goes back to that concept, too. I've taught you many times, I know on calls, about, you know, there's we're either, you know, Socrates and Plato did that playoff where they sat down and Socrates said, well, there's three stages to life. There's this green and growing, then there's a stabilization period, and then there's this ripe and rotting. And Plato was in the audience, and he goes, no, Soc, that's not right. That's not what it is. There are really only two stages of life. We're either green and growing or we're ripe and rotting, because there's no such thing as stagnant or stable. It doesn't exist. There's always things that are reacting on us and interacting that are either causing us to grow or causing us to shrink. So that's, if you think stability exists, you're wrong. So keeping that in mind, where do we want to be? I always want to be on the green and growing. I always want to be stepping into new things, expanding my capacity, and that's my goal in life, and prayerfully years too. And I don't let age or anything else step in my way in that. And that's an intriguing concept for some of you, because, you know, some of us, we look at retirement, and we look at, even in retirement, you can be green and growing. Retirement isn't about ripe and rotting, it's about green and growing. And I was at a professional speakers camp a couple weeks ago for 6 days, and one of the things, you know, after I gave my speech on the last day, we worked on speeches the whole week, and we did, oh, it was just a phenomenal experience. And the last day, and my speech, you know, I and I'm not saying this to boast, but I got voted the top. I mean, everybody kind of said Mary Jo was the top speaker. But the most intriguing comment I got from one of the people in the audience, when they came over and they go, you know, Mary Jo, as good as your speech was and as well as you did, that was so awesome. But what amazes me about you is you're doing this at your age. Wasn't that incredible? I just looked at the person and I said, hey, I live my life like I have another 64 years to go. I don't live my life as a 64-year-old. I live my life as if I have 64 more years. So as long as I'm on this planet, I'm going to make a difference in this world, and whatever that might be, my contribution. And here's another funny thing for some of you to think about, because I know some of you are in my age bracket, if not older, that if you've lived on this earth for 50, 60 years, how much more do you have to offer from all the lessons that you've learned to other people, especially this millennial age group that is having the toughest time of any of age group that we've seen, at least since the day I was born, the toughest time. And you can point fingers at them and blame everything else, but they're not to blame. We created that generation, okay? The parents, the grandparents, everything, our society, the norms that we've established, that created. So how do we help that generation create something bigger and better? And that's really what my attitude is about it. It's about, you know, I feel responsible, and now I want to step into responsible because I know that's a great place to be. So anyway, with that, let's jump in, because I want to just give you guys a perspective of, you know, there's a lot for all of us to do, no matter where we are in life, no matter what we have or haven't accomplished. But one of our issues that's holding us back is this fixed versus growth mindset. And if this is you, wherever you might be sitting, I think it's all of us. I can even look at myself, because sometimes I get stuck. We all get stuck. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is what do I do when I'm stuck? So most of us have fixed mindsets in certain situations, and it can result from a lot of different things. You know, if we stopped ourselves in growing, if we stopped, you know, doing development classes, if we stopped taking courses, if we stopped reading books, if we, you know, we do things that can sabotage our health and our own happiness down the line. And you and I see this every day as a person that's out there sharing health to other people. We see people that will say no to us. They won't even entertain the concept. So what is that? Is that a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? It immediately should be alert to you that this person has a fixed mindset. They're stuck in what they believe, and they don't want to learn anything new. And it frustrates you because you have something as great as Amber Toast or, you know, whatever you might be sharing with them, and you don't understand it. But it's understand that it's a fixed mindset. And you can barrel towards it as much as you want. Sometimes you can convince people through cajoling or enough information or enough science or whatever. But it's finding, that's why we always talk about go out and find a person's why. You want to help somebody change their direction in life and change their decision-making around joining you in this incredible opportunity, or, you know, being healthier or whatever it might be that you're out there trying to market to somebody. If you don't find their why, you're probably not going to ever be very effective with them. There has to be something down deeper that triggers them to want to move forward. So And we grab on to different things. I know some people in my organization, you know, when I talk to them and they go, well, Mary Jo, I'm just not a people person. And I just, it makes me cringe. Number one, I think our main calling on life in this world is to impact other people. I think it's our number one calling from the day you were born. So to say you're not a people person, it might be you're not outgoing, but that doesn't stop you from going out and making a difference in people's lives. But it can stop you if you've labeled yourself that. Notice it's a label. That's a fixed mindset. I'm not a people person. So what does that do when you grab onto that and you label yourself? And I would suggest all of you on this call, take the time sometime today to say, what labels have I put on myself? And just look at all the different categories of what labels have I given myself. And go back and evaluate, and you can say, well, but that's how I've been all my life or something. And you can go, no, but that's what I've chosen. I haven't chosen to be different. I haven't looked at it as a possibility that I could be something different. So I've just limited myself because I've cast that label upon myself. So look at that. That's a great, great exercise for you. The growth mindset, on the other side, would attempt to reach beyond. I'm not a people person. Let's take that for example because I laid that out in the outline. A growth mindset would say, well, I've never been real outgoing, but I'm going to work on it. And you go into parties and you go, okay, today I'm going to talk to 5 people at this social event. And you'd push yourself to go do that. And you would make yourself uncomfortable to just see how it is and see how if you could be effective. And what happens is you might totally fail, but through the process of that, you're going to learn something. The problem with most of our brains is that we just use that failure as a reassurance that we were right, that we're not a people person, instead of saying, wow, that one person was really open to hear what I had to say, and they were really interesting, and I never would have learned what I learned in that conversation if I wouldn't have put myself out there to talk to that person. So see how our fixed mindset locks us down and prevents us from expanding and growing and developing skills in our lives, right? So what we need to do is start looking at the failures in our life, whether we fall back and, you know, if we go out there and we try something new and it doesn't work for us, quit labeling it and buying into it as a failure. Instead, buy into it as a learning experience. What did I gain from that experience? As negative as you may have postured it in your head, what did I learn from it? And that's a hard thing to do because we love to be able to classify negative experiences in our lives so we avoid pain. Because what's one of our main drives in life? Pain avoidance. So when something's painful for us, we want to avoid it. We want to characterize it. We want to categorize it. We want to stuff it away instead of grabbing onto it and going, what can I learn from this experience? How can I improve myself out of this experience? Because I don't believe it just happened. I believe there's a purpose in everything that happens in my life. And what do I gain from it? What do I look back at? How do I become a better person from it? What if we would have done that from the day we were born? Oh, my gosh, you guys would be the most incredible. We'd all be the most incredible human beings on earth. But we don't. Why? Because, well, we have that protectionism in us. We have those self-programming of, you know, fight or flight. We have so many things that just drive us to protect ourselves, not get wounded again. I'm not going to open myself up to feel pain. We get stuck. So when you start committing to step out in faith and commit to doing your best, whatever happens, I'll create something, but I'll always be growing. That's a huge mindset to take on. And that is what the growth mindset's about. It's really about accepting the plight of, I'm going to feel pain. But you know what? The pain, no pain, no gain. You ever hear that? Right? There's a huge, solid underlying truth to that. How do we know our limiting beliefs? Many don't even realize that when it stares us in our face, right? Because we have limiting beliefs that we've grown up with, we've been accosted with, they've developed, you know, early stages in our life. Our parents raised us. I mean, I can see it all the time. I'm counseling some, I have 2-3 people I'm counseling right now, and one of them was just, her parents just beat up on her as a kid, and she's in her 40s today and just suffering hugely from what transpired, because she just, what else was she to believe than her own parenting around her? And so the only way she's going to break through all this is go back there, dig that out, and kind of go, how do I resolve this? And it's not about making mom and dad wrong. It's about understanding they didn't know any better. They did the best they could, and that's what they did. So let's have that conversation with them. You don't, but just, you need to have that conversation. You need to have that, you know, that freedom to release yourself from the bondage they cast upon you as a kid, and get out of that, because they've just caused you to have this total insecurity about self, because you did something wrong as a kid. No matter how bad it was, they built your whole life around it, and you've bought into it. So we have these limiting beliefs. That's a major one, but they're limiting beliefs that occur to us in many different ways. I talk in here about self-development courses with experiential exercises support awakening you. It's those experiential exercises that allow you to discover what some of those limiting beliefs are. And I remember one experience, I'm just going to share one with you that was around my life when I did a lot of Clemmer work in the early stages, but that was really impactful. And of course, that's why I met Sona 20 years ago. But the intriguing thing about it was, there was one experience, and I learned a lot in a lot of the experiences. Trust me, it wasn't one, but I'm just going to share. I could sit on the phone with you for the next 5 hours sharing those experiences that, you know, had a major impact on my life. But one thing was, you know, they said, give a fact. It was called fact meaning. And if some of you have read Brian Clemmer's book, If How-To's Were Enough, We All Be Skinny, Rich, and Happy, he has a whole chapter on fact meaning in there. And one of the facts was, when I was in that intense moment with a small group, and we had to come up with facts in our life, and I said, what's a fact in my life? Well, a fact in my life, something that popped in my head was, well, there are four kids in my family, and I was the baby. There were four of us, and we're all 1 year apart. My parents had four children in 3.5 years. And they got married at, you know, at that stage. My mom was born in 1920, and she got married at 30 years old, which was so unbelievably unique in that environment. She had four kids in 3.5 years, and I was the fourth one. So what? And they said, "Look, so what in the meaning did you put on that?" And I started thinking about it, and I said, "Well, the minute I was out of the womb, I had to compete constantly for attention and affection, and because it was such right." Well, what did that become in Mary Jo's life? You couldn't even play racquetball with me in my 20s and 30s, because Mary Jo, I would sweat bullets. I'd had to win, and everything I ever did, I had to win. There's a reason I was president of my class in all my, you know, junior high and high school. I was president of student council. I was president of this. I was president of that. I mean, I was on a basketball team in college. I did well in school. I mean, I grew up with this. I was the fourth child. What did it mean? Fact? Meaning, I had to compete. I had to compete. Now, were there good sides to it? Absolutely. Created this incredible track for me in terms of my education. What were the bad sides of it? The bad sides were, you don't want to play racquetball with Mary Jo. You didn't want to even sit down at Christmas time and play a game, because I had to win. Have you ever met people like that? They're miserable to play with because they don't have fun. It's all about, they sweat and they'll do anything to win, right? And when I had that experience, I was like, wow, I totally changed my approach. I can have a Christmas experience with my nephews, my niece, my grandchildren. I can lose at every game and have the best time of my life. I was incapable of doing that because of that one little programming, limiting belief I had in my head from just fact meaning, just something I did. So a lot of times I just highlight this to you just to give more. I could sit here and give you 12 examples, 20 probably out of my life, but the concept of going and getting people to bring the awareness to you of what's holding you back is really crucial, because we need an awakening, right? Close connections between what you believe and what you do. We avoid situations that might suggest we're a failure. So our limiting beliefs, what we believe, so we're not going to stretch ourselves. I'm not going to go there, Mary Jo, because, you know what, I don't know I think everybody will just reject me. I'm not going to go to that, you know, that event where I could meet people, that networking event, or I'm not going to go here, or I'm not going to go to the Home and Garden Show because, you know, I wasn't successful last time when I tried to share with people and get contacts there. So, and it was, we stuff this stuff and we just make stuff up to support us, to protect us, because we have a fixed mindset. We don't look at ourselves as, can I change and be better? Can I truly become a better person? Can I truly be more caring? Can I really be more expressive? Can I really be more relational? Can I do all these things? Absolutely. We all have the capacity. And we do it not just in the relational aspect of it. I bring that up because you guys are out there in direct sales, and that's important to you because our business is all about relational, right? It's about how do we not only help somebody, you know, see an answer to a problem they have in what we have to offer, but also how do we bring them along in a way that they become part of that 9.5-year retention that we have with the products, right? So all of that is relational. So other concepts, it's hard for me to lose weight. How many people claim that? I have people that every day, where you go out there and you talk to them about different weight loss products and True Health, and what do? They go, well, I just have a hard time. They're stuck. That's fixed thinking. That's not growth thinking. That's not a growth mindset. I'm not good with numbers, so people stay away from financial or understanding their financial status. They flee from that because they say, I'm not good with numbers, so they don't even keep track of their net worth, where their debt is, where their equity is, what their financial status is, or they fear failure. Fear of failure is another one. So they don't want to look at reality. So they're not, literally, I believe probably more than half of our nation lives in this concept that they don't want to know what their reality is. They hide from it. And it's so sad, so sad. Because you know what? Your reality, where you are financially on a piece of paper, doesn't reflect you. It only reflects where you happen to be in this moment. In the next moment, you can change. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. But when you don't look at where you are and get a picture of what you need to work on, then you're just breathing until you die. You're in a situation where you just have given up. And that's no good. That's not a value. You're not making a contribution. It's hard for you to go face life if you don't face reality. I'm not a natural athlete. People don't work out. I'm not a natural athlete. I can't do that. So they don't work out, or they don't strive, or they don't become how many non-natural athletes have become marathon runners? It's amazing how many do that. I'm a procrastinator. Oh, there's a label you've put on yourself. That'll end your life because you'll never do anything. You'll always put it off till tomorrow. But those fixed mindsets cause you to avoid experiences because they will. You'll basically do nothing or do anything to avoid failure, right? So you look at those things, and to avoid failure, I'm not going to do them, so I never push myself to learn to be better. You stay stuck because you stay in your limited. What can you do about this? How can you change the things you believe about yourself and eliminate those fixed mindsets and actually believe your goals? And actions can change beliefs. It takes action. It doesn't. Inaction won't do it. Action does it. And it can start with small, little, repeated actions. In the article I read about this, they talked about a gal that was never a runner. She wasn't a natural athlete, but she just decided, I'm going to start running. So she ran and ran and ran, the first time she went out and ran, when she finally got up to doing a mile, she did it in like 12, 13 minutes. You know, well, that's not very competitive when people are running less under 4-minute miles, right? But she didn't care. What happened? Each day she went and ran a little further, and she got up to, you know, doing it in 12 minutes, and then she started running more, and she started running 3 times a week. After a year, she was running. After a year, listen to me. Some of you go, oh, Mary Jo, I don't have the patience. There's another buy-in. There's another limiting belief that you have. You don't have the patience. It just depends on how important it is to you. How important are you to you? You can't be very important to somebody else if you're not important to yourself. So then she started running 4 times a week, and it made her feel good. Even on the days that she was tired, she still went out and ran because, you know what? The activity made her feel better. And she ran her first 5K, 5K now, in 28 minutes. Remember her first mile? Was what? in 24 minutes, and now she's running a 5K in 28 minutes. That's pretty crazy, right? And now the same woman is pursuing a marathon. She's not a natural athlete, but she started, she didn't start by evaluating herself based on results. That's what we tend to do. That's why network marketers fail. That's why you sign somebody up and they spend a month working at it and they quit because they align themselves with the results they created instead of just doing it and working on self-improvement. How can I be better? What can I do differently? What can I do say differently? How do I need to approach people differently? How do I become more relational? Her goal, you know, with this runner, her goal was, here's her number one goal. She said, my number one goal was, I'm just not going to quit. Wow, how many of you have said that in life about something you've tackled? I'm just not going to quit. And her activities shifted the way she saw herself, right? She started thinking of herself as a runner. So the best practice every day, and the results are fantastic, the best, like your best runners, your best athletes, your best everything, they practice every day, and their results are fantastic. But that's not what sets them apart. What sets them apart, like the Tom Brady's or the Aaron Rodgers or the, I guess there's new ones out there now, the Mahomes and who's the guy out in L.A.? I mean, all these great quarterbacks that are coming up now. The best, you know, they practice every single day. But what sets them apart is the daily dedication to practice. And their identity is centered on being the type of person who does their craft each day. In other words, they identity-based habits. And that's Carol Dweck refers to it this way. People with a growth mindset focus on the process of building a better identity versus an end product. So we can build ourselves to have a better identity than labeling ourselves based on an end product. We fail to make the distinction between running a marathon and just exercising 3 to 5 days a week. I'm one of those people that I work out 3 to 5 times every single week. And I'm not trying to be I'm not out there to run a marathon at my stage because I've never been a big runner in that way. That's not my goal. But my identity is I'm a health person. I'm into health. I reflect my health in the world. I want to be as healthy as I can be because if I'm going to be an influencer over other people to be healthy, I need to walk in my truth. I need to walk in my space. Yeah. So it's about not being in that fixed mindset. Don't define ourselves by a result that happens in our lives, that we didn't make the mile in under 12 minutes. And, you know, you see devastated people and then they give up and they quit. It's not the result. It's in the what? It's in the performance. It's what we do, our behavior. We want to make sure that we do it. It's your daily actions that will change what you believe about yourself and the person you become. It's your daily actions. You don't have to look at the results. You look at the daily actions. Every day, what are my daily actions? That's why even in when you talk about direct sales, people talk about what are those most important daily actions you do every day? What are those daily actions? And you need to set up a schedule, show up, and stick to it, and watch what happens. And allow yourself to step into the growth mode. I can do this. I can be a better relational person. I can ask more questions. I can go on discovery missions with people. I can be patient. I tackle those things that you see that are holding you back. So it's about building that right identity rather than worrying about the right results. We are so result-oriented. You know, people love to tell you to get on a path, and in this business, you know, by the end of the first month, you need to be at this level, or then you're getting, and they have all these different levels, you know, silver, gold, director, silver, director, gold, director. You know, that's great. You can achieve that and have that as a goal, but define yourself by what? The daily activities. The daily activities. Don't let the results define you. Don't let a bad result define you or limit you. Your talent, your test scores, your weight, your job, your performance, your appearance. When you let that define you, you're stuck in a fixed mindset. So just dedicate yourself to showing up every day and focusing on the habits that will form a better identity, and that's when you'll start learning and developing. What should you do now? A skill is something you can cultivate, not just something you're born with, so you can become more creative, more intelligent, more athletic, more artistic, outgoing, more successful by focusing on the process, not the outcome. And I appreciate all you being on my Monday call week after week after week, because I really truly believe a lot of you are on this call because you feel like this has become a process for you. It's something that gets you excited about your life, or it helps you grow, it helps you build, it helps you learn, and maybe tweaks you a little bit so you think differently about self. And I appreciate that. And that's one of the commitments I have to doing this for now something like 20 years straight. Pretty crazy. But it's a joy in my heart that if I just touch your lives every week in some way, shape, or form to tweak you a little and just allow you to look at life a little differently, to be in the process, to start choosing to be in the process instead of defining yourself by results, that's what needs to happen. So build that identity and then go and enjoy your results. Okay, people, that's it for today. Any questions, comments? Hope you enjoyed the talk. So much more behind that, but in my short time, I only can give you so much and hopefully covered enough to tweak you a little bit, to intrigue you to go out and search for more. Anyone, any comments, any questions? All right, so go out and choose growth mindset. Quit looking, evaluating yourself based on results, and start just getting into the process. We all know what the process looks like. It's just being in the process, being in the flow, being in the mode of going out and doing the things we need to do to grow our business to where we know our businesses can grow to, and it's making that commitment day in and day out, whether it's high or low. Don't let anyone rob you of your joy, of your belief that you can do this. No one has any power to do that over you unless you give them that power. So take it back. Choose your growth mindset and take on the challenges of life, because, you know, one thing I can guarantee every single one of you, that no matter where you are in life, you're always going to come up against challenges. It's part of what our life's about. It's how we manage and handle those challenges that makes us the person we are, right? Amen. All right, everybody, have a great week. Let's go out there and get
her
done. All right, you're welcome. Love you guys.